This is Nachyomi, Sefer Yehoshua, chapter 18. This chapter begins with a description of how Yehoshua moves the Mishkan from its location in Gilgal, where it's been since they arrived in Israel, to a new location in Shiloh, where it will remain for the foreseeable future. Shiloh is located in the territory of Ephraim in the forested area. Yehoshua gathers the entire people together, and he criticizes the seven tribes who had neglected to conquer and settle the land that Hashem had promised to them. He encourages them to complete the process as soon as possible, and he requests the appointment of 3 men per tribe who will go scout out the rest of the land, identify 7 parcels of land and the borders of those parcels. These 7 parcels, once written down and identified, will be assigned to the respective tribes by lottery. Then it will be the job of those tribes to go conquer them and settle them. The chapter concludes with a detailed description of the borders and territory of the tribe of Binyamin, which was positioned in between Ephraim, Yosef to the north, and Yehuda to the south. The connection between the relocation of the Mishkan and the rest of the chapter at first seems random. Why was this the right time when Yehoshua needed to encourage the tribes to go and conquer the land that had been left unsettled and could potentially be reoccupied by Canaanim? Why is he now moving the Mishkan all of a sudden? Why doesn't he leave it in place while he waits for the tribes to conquer their territory? So seemingly, Yehoshua understood that the Jewish people had become really comfortable and habituated to their living circumstances, that they were all together in a single valley. It was kind of like a huge Woodstock or something like that, but had gone on for years. This was a perpetuation of what had been in the desert for 40 years and had continued when they came to the land of Israel. They were all together in one camp around the Mishkan. So this was the lifestyle that was very familiar to them. And he understood that this created resistance to wanting to go out on their own, to the unknown, to explore new territory, to have to face the enemies that would be standing in their way, and to have to really feel independence and autonomy. So by disbanding the camp at Gilgal and moving over to Shiloh, which was in his own ancestral tribe, Yehoshua undermined and shook up the status quo and challenged the people to really go out and have to stake new claims in the land and not be able to stay home in a kind of like eternal adolescence. Now, clearly, it seems that there might be some allusions to the story of Babel in this story. The idea that the entire population is centralized in one place. They all want to stay together around the Mishkan. They oppose any concept of dispersion, of venturing out of their comfortable quarters. So it's very reminiscent of the story of the Tower of Babel, where you have a similar situation that the world is uninhabited and all of the inhabitants are centralized in one place and want to stay together, and it gives them a sense of security and stability. Here, like there, only Hashem's involvement, his commandments, pulling the rug out from underneath their feet and basically forcing them to pick up, move out of their comfort zone, and go about the business of inhabiting the land, just as what happens in the Tower of Babel is the languages are confused and the human beings are obligated, are forced to go out and establish new communities. So too, Yehoshua, by relocating the Mishkan and telling the people that it's time to go, stirs up the pot enough that they indeed follow his instructions. And after the information is gathered and the 7 parcels of land are identified, they do proceed to go and conquer them. Although the conquest is never quite complete, as we will see in ensuing chapters and in the book of Shoftim as well. Now, there are 2 aspects of the borders of the tribe of Binyamin that are important to mention. A lot of times, the border descriptions can be dry, they can be very technical, and they can be off-putting, and some people can find them boring. A lot of times, it's a great amount of detail, and it's hard to visualize without a map. And sometimes we find ourselves wondering what the utility is, what the necessity is of all the details. Now, obviously, from a halachic perspective, we need to know what the borders of the land of Israel are, what's allocated to which tribe, and so on and so forth. It's important for practical reasons. But there's also oftentimes a message implanted in the seemingly endless detail. And there are 2 interesting points here. One is that Binyamin is in between Yosef and Yehuda. Now, obviously, going back to the story of Yosef and Yehuda, We know that it's actually Binyamin that brings them together. Yosef playing the part of the evil Mitzri, requires that Yehuda go and bring his little brother and present him to Yosef. And Yosef, through manipulating the brothers and manipulating Binyamin, tests the brothers to see if they've learned their lesson from the time that they sold him, finds out that they did. And so Binyamin plays a role in bringing Yosef and Yehuda together again, the two strongest personalities, the two personalities of leadership, the two personalities who will ultimately be the ancestors of the leaders of Israel for many generations, are brought together by Binyamin. Another aspect of Binyamin is that the term ketef, or shoulder, is used a lot of times. Ketef can be a reference to mountain ranges and the like in describing borders, but it's more than that, because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he blesses Binyamin, says, Uven ketefav shechen, that Hashem's presence will dwell between the shoulders of Binyamin, which meant to say that the Beit HaMikdash would be constructed ultimately in the territory of Binyamin, as it was. And in that sense, we see that Binyamin is not only kind of the vehicle of reunification of Yosef and Yehuda, but is also it tells us how that comes to be, which is that the Beit HaMikdash will unify the entire people, Yosef, Yehuda, and all of the Shevatim, around the service of Hashem. Binyamin plays that role of being in the center of the land and being in the center of the tribes, surrounded by the leadership tribes of Israel, so that the idea is that their leadership, their direction of the people, their sense of identity and self is deriving from their focus on that Beit HaMikdash, which is right in the middle. And so the geography of Israel and the distribution of the tribes contains within it a lot of lessons and a lot of ideas that are more than meets the eye.